Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Beis. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the top line on page 178. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Mi shenislach lecha yado batit. One whose hand got dirty with tit, he got some mud on his hand. Mekancha bizonav hasus. He can rub off the mud onto the tail of a horse. Ubiznav hapara, and the tail of a cow. Ubemapa hakosha hasuya lechos bakotzim. Or he can wipe it on some kind of hard cloth that's made to grab thorns. Avalo bemapa shemekancha bayadayim. That he cannot wipe off the tit onto any kind of cloth that is used for wiping the hands. Shelo yase kederach shu osa bachol. So he shouldn't do it the way it's normally done during the week. Viyavo lechabes hamapa. We're concerned that he's going to come to launder the mapa. If he's going to rub his hand onto some kind of cloth that is normally laundered, so we're worried he might come to wash it. And therefore he can wipe his hand on all these other materials, but he cannot wipe his hand on a mapa that will normally be washed. The Mishabura says in Zivkotan Nun Zayin, Ubamapa HaKosha, that's also mutter, V'chein b'smartut she'ein makbir olov im yislachlich oba kosel ukedil'el. He can also wipe the mud onto some kind of rag that he's not makbid on it, so he's not going to come to wash it, or he can rub it on the wall as well. Now there is an interesting bir halacha over here that I like to see, and that is the Ramaskal Mekancho Biznav Asus. We said in the Mechaber, if he gets tit on his hand, he can rub it onto the tail of a horse. When it says you're going to wipe your hand on the tail of a sus or the tail of any other kind of animal of para, it's bedafka talking about where these tails are not attached to the animal. The im lo kein, because if the tail is attached to the animal, hakaimalon da osir lataltal balchaya filu miktaso. We hold that you're not allowed to be metaltal balchaya, so how are you rubbing your hand against a tail that's attached to the animal? Ad kan dvarav. Till here are the words of Tosefa Shabbos. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, "Ulanias daiti yesh la'ayin baze." In my humble opinion, we have to be ma'ayin in this. Shelo husker zeh b'shem posek. No posek can bring this idea down that the znav sus or the znav apara is detached. The gam loshen atosefta in a miyushal kokach. Also, the language of the Tosefta, which is the source of this din, is not really making so much sense by saying this. The shom nisker gamkin biznav shual or b'sa'ar shual, because there it mentions also rubbing your hands on the tail of a shual, on a fox, or on the hair of a fox, the iamrit the gam zon of myri betolush. And if you're going to say that these tails are detached, so imkein al kol chademilsi. If so, it's all one thing. Who cares if it's a tail or if the hair is all detached? It's all detached hairs. It's the same thing. The question he has that you're not allowed to be metaltal, you're not allowed to be moving the animal. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's possible that they only aser the body of the animal. They never aser the moving of the hair. Even though the hair is attached to the animal. That the hair is not considered part of the guf of the animal, and it needs ian. So the Be'alocha over here is saying a big chiddush. He's saying that possibly that which they asered and made mukta balichaim is only the guf of the animal and not the hair of the animal, even though it's attached to the animal. The Achorim take major issue with this Chavetz Chaim, and they say it's really not so pashut, and we'll get to this discussion later when we get to Siman Shin Ches. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Beis, Oser lenagev ko shahoya bo mayim oyayin b'mapa. It is forbidden to wipe out a cup that had water or wine in it with a cloth. Mishum da'asi lidei schita. We're worried that if you wipe out the little water or wine on the bottom of the kli, you're going to come to squeeze out the mapa that you wiped it with, and therefore that is oser. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Nunches oyayin. Now the Pashas over here, when it says that wine is going to be usher as well, it's talking about white wine, and there's the concept of libun by squeezing it out, just like water that will clean the garment by squeezing it out, so too by wine that is white. So says the Mishabura Sivkotun Unches Oyayin, I am the Magen Avraham Shekosov, look at the Magen Avraham who writes, the Bishar Mashkin Mutr Lanagev Esakos. When the kos is dirty with other liquids, you are allowed to wipe it out with a cloth. The ain chosheshin shema yovel eschita, and then we're not worried that you're going to come squeeze it out. And again, the reason is obvious, is that if you're going to squeeze out those garments that you wiped out other liquids, it's not going to get the garment too clean, and therefore it's not going to come to shechita. But when it comes to water, or possibly white wine, so then if you squeeze it out, it might get clean. That's where there's a chash that you might come to do shechita. The opinion of many achronim is that even that when it comes to wine, there's no concern you're going to squeeze it out, because even if you squeeze out the wine, lamaisa, you're not really being menakeh the garment. It's still going to have the stain. It's still going to be smelling. It's still not going to be very clean. If the coast that you're wiping out is very narrow, then you have to be machmir by any drink. Because even though we're not concerned, you're going to come to squeeze out the material that has the other liquids in it, but lemaisa, if you're putting the cloth into a kli that's very narrow, you're going to squeeze it out as you're wiping the kli itself. And therefore, it's not like you're going to come to do shechita. You're actually going to be doing a maisa shechita as you're wiping out the kli. Sivkata nuntes. Again, the Mechaber said you can't wipe out a kos of water or wine with a mappa because it's going to lead to shechita. Ratzalomra, filu lahaposkim la'el b'sivtes, or even according to the poskim that we had in Sivtes, de lo aminim bazesh shriyaso zeu kiboso mishum dahamape hoyanoki mitchila, velo hoya balichluch. Even according to the shitas that you remember that we just had, that we don't say that soaking the garment is the kibos of the garment when the cloth is clean and there was no dirt in it. And even this wiping is the wiping of a form of lichluch, v'lo derech kibus. Afilu hachi aser mishum shema yavo l'dei shechita. It's still aser because it might come to shechita. So there's no problem of laundering, that when you're getting it wet, the shriya is the kibus. That's not a problem, because after all, it is the clean mappa that you are using, and it's also derech lichluch, but there is an additional problem that we're worried that you're going to come to squeeze out this mappa. Ubechuvas radvas simen reishud gimel kosav le'inyan nigov kosu ka'ara, the ha'olam einis harim bazeh. The radvas brings down that when it comes to drying out a kos, or a plate where the oilam is not careful, and we are wiping these things out. Uladina ein lochosh halacha lemaisa. You don't have to be careful. It's okay. De ein dovuk bedofne hakli mayim kol kach sheyavu deshita. After all, you wipe out one coast, you wipe out one plate. So how much liquid are you getting on the mappa that you're going to come to squeeze it out? Elohim came menagev ba kalim harbi. Unless, of course, you're wiping down many kalim, you're cleaning out a bunch of cups, so then along the way, the oz karov adavar shiovel de shechita ben kli kli. So then in the interim between the kalim, then we are concerned you might come to squeeze it out. But zakhtar advaz, in general, if it's one kli, it's mayim u'otim, and we would not be concerned about shechita. But in a case where there are a lot of kalim, where it's karav ledover shiyavu de shechita ben kli lekli, roi ligor bo shelo yasakein. It's appropriate to scream at someone that he shouldn't do this. Ayin shom. Ve'hevi'u b'birki Yosef, and the birki Yosef brings down this radvaz. U'bismartuta miyuchad lakach. If you have some kind of rag that's designated for wiping out your kalim, she'ein makbid olav l'sachto, where you're not makbid that this rag shouldn't have water in it, so you're not going to come to squeeze it out. Lukuli al mashari, according to everyone, it's mutter. V'nirid da'afle nagev ba kalim harbe shari. It appears that even to wipe out many kalim will be mutter, yes, martut lach mitzar echad, because if the rag will get wet from one side, through the drying, you'll come to dry with the other side of the rig. We're not concerned you're going to come to squeeze it out. You're not mopping having water in it. If it gets wet on one side, it's not going to dry. You'll flip it around and you'll dry the kalim with the other side. Again, the concern was that if you're going to be wiping down a coast that was filled with water or wine with a mopping, you're going to come to squeeze it out. I am ba'achronim shasasmu. Look in the achronim that write. They write stam the bikos shehu tsar. Like we said before, a kos that is narrow. Ein lenagvo afilu bismartut hamiyuchalakach. Even a rag that's designated for this purpose, so you don't care if it's wet. But if lemaisa the kli is very narrow, that's going to be usher. The iefshar shelo lovel lidei shechita. It's impossible that as you're drying out the narrow kli that you're not going to come to do shechita. Avadavar rochel. But if it's a kli that is wide, Kigon shenishbach mayim al shulchan v'safsal. For example, water is spilled on a table or on a bench. Lukuli al mumutir lekancho bedaver shein makbid olav. According to everyone, you would be allowed to wipe up that spill with some kind of rag that you're not makbid on having water in it. The ayin bebir alocha. Says the mechaber vayter sif yud gimel. Ein mistaklin b'shabes b'maresh shel matechesh shi charifa ki zemel. You're not allowed to look on Shabbos in a mirror that is made out of metal, that is very sharp like an Ismail. Pirush, ke'ein sakin kodon chad v'charif. It's a type of knife that is sharp, it's small and it's very sharp. So you can't be looking in a mirror on Shabbos that's made out of metal, that has a sharp edge. The chayshinon shema yashir banim en hamududolin. You might see some hairs that are hanging down a little longer than others, and you might come to cut them. Va'afilu imhi kavua bakosel. Even if the mirror is attached to the wall, so you're not going to come to do it, it has to be detached to do it, still they assert looking in such a mirror. Aval mutter lehistakel b'maris she'ein b'chshash afilu in a kavua. But if it's a type of mirror that has no chshash, that you're going to come to cut hairs, then it's mutter even if it is not kavua in the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan samach alef shei charifa, looking in the mirror that's metal, that's sharp, is aser. Rotzalomar shesvas hamare chado, talking about where the edge of the mirror is sharp. V'asuyu l'shem kach, and it's made for this purpose. Lo hasir ba b'chol esanim en hamudodolin meirosho kisheroa shem mudodolin. It is made that you look in the mirror, you see which hairs are hanging out a little longer, and then you use the mirror itself to cut those hairs. So v'yesh lochush b'shabbos, if that's what it's used for during the week, then there's in fact a concern on Shabbos. Yesh lochush b'shabbos shem yishkach. You might forget. V'yasa kedaka b'chol, and you're going to come to do the same thing that you do during the week, and you're going to come to cut the hairs. If you look at No. 59, he points out v'himiniach shomer. If you appoint someone to watch you, sheyashkiach olav shelo yashir nimin. You want to use a smear. You have a guard, someone that's being shomer you to make sure you don't come to cut your hairs. Okay, sheshnayim mistaklin v'mari yachid, or two people looking in the mirror together, they'll remind each other. So then, istapek agon shlomo zalman orbach in mutter lasoskin. Shlomo zalman has a suffix. If in that case it would be mutter. Now they do point out in No. 57 a little earlier that this mirror, the Aruch HaShulchan writes she'ena mitzuya b'medina senu. We don't have such a mirror. This is a mirror they had in the olden days, a metal mirror with a sharp edge on the bottom. You would look in and you would cut the hairs that were longer. So that's what you did during the week. So on Shabbos you can't look inside that mirror. Sivkotan samach beiz. We said in the Mechaber, even if this mirror is kavua bakosel, even if it is set in the wall, shelo yuchal lahashirba, that you can't use it to remove your hairs, it's not usable. Gam kein aser, it is still forbidden to look in that mirror. De lo chilku chachomid b'maris shel matochos. The Chazal were not misakein between mirrors that are metal, bein kavua l'sheina kavua. Because if you're going to use one that's kavua in the wall that you can't cut, you might come to use one that's not kavua, and then you will come to cut your hairs. Sivkotan samach gimel. But the Mechaber ended off and said, but you are allowed to look in a mirror that doesn't have this chash. Says the Mishabura, kigom b'marashel zechuchis kein shalonu, like a mirror made out of glass like we have. V'hu adin b'marashel matochos. And who adin, the same thing is true if it's a metal mirror, kishe'ena asuya charifa. If it's not made sharp, and therefore it's not able to cut your hairs. V'atan, the reason is, kevan de'ena asuya klal lahashir banimim, since this mirror was not made at all to cut hairs, lo gozru klal alea, Chazal were not gozer not to look in this mirror because of that concern. And we're not concerned that maybe you'll see some hairs hanging down when you look in this regular mirror, and yelech achar misparayim kedei lahavirim. We're not worried, you're going to go look for scissors and then cut them. Why? In the meanwhile, as you're going to get the scissors, it takes some time, you're going to remember it's Shabbos. So it's only a concern when this mirror itself is sharp on the bottom, and you could use it normally during the week to cut your hairs, so we don't want to use it on Shabbos, you might come to cut the hairs. But if it's a glass mirror that doesn't have this, or a metal mirror that's not sharp, it's mutter. What do you mean concerned that you might go get a pair of scissors? That we're not choshesh for, because that already, by the time you get it, you'll remember it's Shabbos. Sivkotan samach dalad, we said if there's no chash, it's mutter. Very important, Mishabura, I am the Yerdeya, simin kuf nun vav, be'ez of and mutter l'sakal b'mare. Look over there in Yerdeya, when are you allowed to look in a mirror anyway? We know that a mirror is maybe the way of an Isha, it's Beged Isha. So we're discussing here what type of mirror you're allowed to look in, not allowed to look in, Pasha, you're not allowed to look into a mirror. Look at note number 60. Sham Kasava Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes over there, Sha'asr le'ish lehistakel b'marim mishum lo yulbash. A man is not allowed to look in a mirror. That's the way of an Isha. That's lo yulbash simlas Isha. You're not allowed to wear the garment of an Isha. Including that is there, says the Shulchan Aruch, is looking in a mirror. Ela im kein choshesh hu be'inav, unless you have a reason to look in the mirror. For example, you have a pain in your eye. Oshem misaper es asmo, or you're cutting your own hair. Oshem mistaper etzel nachri ve'en anoshem acher mitzuyim imahem. Or you're getting a haircut from a nachri and there's no one else there, so you have to make sure he's not doing anything shady over there, so you have to watch in a mirror. O kedei leheiros adam chashev, or if you want to appear like an adam chashev, but you have to have a serious reason to be using the mirror, otherwise, says the mechaber, it is aser. V'kosav shom haramo b'shem haram. The Rambam writes, "B'shem the Ram, sheyesh omrim shebemokum sha'af hanoshim darkum leistakel b'mare." If you are in a place like we are in, where men have the derech to be looking at mirrors as well, so says the Ram, mutar lasos kein, that men are allowed to look in the mirror. The hosid bedir hagrosham b'shem haram, and the gra adds on b'shem the Ram, shemikomokum achaverim hoyu nimnor meleistakel b'mare apamokum kazeh. The Gra is on B'shem the Ramo, that B'shem the Ran, that Chaverim, Tamid HaChomim, they were knowing, even in a place where men were looking at mirrors, that they did not look in the mirror. We'll stop here. That concludes Simen Shin Beis. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Simen, Simen Shin Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.